Hi everyone, it's Jess here.
Good afternoon. And,
good afternoon. Yes, and
you'll never guess where we're standing.
Yes.
For those of you who follow it, internationally and in the UK, we are actually standing on Coronation Street.
We are indeed. The cobbles, you could break your neck on these cobbles,
I
tell you.
We've come to the Coronation Street tour, which closes in October.
We're standing outside...
The cabin. Rita's cabin. Well, Norris is now. On our right is the viaduct and Nick's Bistro. And across from us is Dev's shop.
Yeah.
And we've just walked all the way down the street. And the cobbles are huge.
Oh, I tell you what, if you had stilettos on, you'd break your neck, wouldn't you?
You would.
But we've actually been in and had a look at some of the sets.
They do a tour of the internal sets.
Yeah.
And they actually let us feel things they didn't let anyone else feel. It was brilliant. I have recorded that as a digital recording. Someone's got the Coronation Street theme on. And
that says you come out, isn't it?
So I'm hoping that... that's true. So I'm hoping that that's come out okay, because that'll be a real memory for us.
So... got to feel some costumes, and we went in the Rover's Return and had our pictures taken behind the bar.
We felt Hayley's coffin.
Yep.
We felt the narrowboat that Ken had his affair on with Martha.
We felt the...
Jack and Vera's chair.
They both died, didn't they?
Yeah. No one else could feel that, but we were allowed to feel that. Carla's dining table.
Carla's wedding dress and Hayley's coat and Roy's coat.
It was really, really good.
Fabulous.
It's been fantastic. As Coronation Street fans, we've been really enjoying it.
I don't think it's going to be like this. I just...
It's only runs till October because they're redeveloping the site after that.
Yeah.
It's been a real experience. Well worth it. We've come with our friend Julie, who's sighted. She's driven us here and she's been fantastic.
Giving us a tour of Coronation Street.
And really fantastic.
She has.
The dogs are with us, but they've got the top of the harness, not the handle on. So they've had a day. We're going to go and take some pictures in a minute around the shop, the street, and then go to the gift shop. And then that's it, isn't it?
Yep.
But do you know what? You'd be so fat if you lived on Coronation Street, because after people work across the road from where they live.
I know.
You'd
amazing.
Never get any exercise, would you? You got the shop nearby. You got the pub nearby.
Got the bistro.
You'd never get any exercise.
No, you wouldn't.
One thing they haven't included yet, or they won't include, is the gym, because that was added after they moved.
Oh, yeah, it was, wasn't it?
So that must be around the corner somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know where that is. The new gym that's in the street now. Well, around the
corner. We've even seen Graham's rickshaw that
he used to clean his windows on.
Yeah.
It's been fabulous.
So, it's been great.
Now we know where things are, because we've never understood the relation between buildings and where they were.
I suppose a new set will be the same, won't it?
It's exactly the same.
It's off the keys.
Not changed anything. No. They've just rebuilt it.
Okay, come here.
We've sat on Maxine's bench.
Good girl. Yes.
Oh, it's been fabulous. It really has.
It's been brilliant. Oh.
We came out of Nick's Bistro doors, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Well, it's not Nick's Bistro now, it's called Just Nick's.
That's right, yeah. That's it. But no, it's been absolutely fantastic. I had a fantastic guide.
A guide called Cash. Cash. He was lovely. So we're just going to get... We're just going to take some pictures and then Julie's gone off to put some money on the parking meter, because it's ridiculously short time it was for.
I don't mind a drink, actually.
There is a cafe here.
Yeah.
So we can ask if we have a drink before we leave, And then.
But.
We'll have time once she's put the parking meter.
Absolutely fabulous.
We can have a drink, get something gifts for people, and.
We'll get some treats on. That's for dinner. Anyway, I suppose I better go now.
You're doing that nearer home, though.
Yeah, I know, but I'll have a snack or something. So it's been absolutely fabulous.
It's only on till October, but if anyone gets the chance to do this, please do, you'd love it. So you can be as tactile as you want when you can see. You can buy accessibility tickets so you know you can't see.
Yeah.
And they're fabulous.
There are some things in behind glass, though.
Yeah.
Which obviously you can't, touch, like Bet's earrings and...
But a lot of it they've allowed you access to, they wouldn't have. So.
I'm back.
Hello.
Did they let you out?
let me out, let me in, let me out.
That's good.
He said, have you not got a disabled badge? I said, no.
Sadly, I haven't got one. I don't use cars enough to make it viable.
I don't have one for my mum either. I've never bought one. If I had one for my mum, would have been rocking.
Jessie's just doing a little audio recording, so that's Julie, everybody.
If you've not already gathered,
say hello to Audio Boo.
Hello, Audio Boo. This is Julie speaking.
Oh, that's a posh one.
As you can tell, Julie's very upper class. She's very posh. But,
no, I'm not very posh.
Oh, bless me. I'm going to go now.
Right, so let me get the camera out this bag while I was
talking. And I'll just speak to you later. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Say goodbye, Lee.
Bye. Bye, Lee.